This is the United States Embassy Yaoundé. For print versions of articles, multimedia, and subscription information, visit yaoundé.usembassy.gov.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, as you mentioned, is an independent and premier U.S. government development agency, which was created under the Foreign Assistance Act of 1961 by President John F. Kennedy. USAID provides economic development and humanitarian assistance in over 100 countries in support of the U.S. government's foreign policy goals, and also to extend a helping hand to people who are struggling to make a better life, recover from a disaster, or striving to live in a free and democratic country. The bulk of USAID's bilateral assistance in Cameroon is actually focused specifically in the HIV/AIDS sector. USAID works in partnership with other U.S. government agencies, such as the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the Department of Defense, Peace Corps, and the State Department, five agencies in total, to coordinate and manage funds provided through PEPFAR, which is actually the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. Our investments with support from PEPFAR have increased from $1.5 million in fiscal year 2010 to $3 million in fiscal year 2012. We work primarily in four areas. The first is HIV prevention, focused on key populations or most at-risk populations. And here we're essentially promoting risk reduction and behavior change. We also do work in health system strengthening. Here we're supporting the government to improve the management of its pharmaceutical supply system to ensure access and better and timely delivery of HIV/AIDS commodities. Our third intervention is focused on supporting orphans and vulnerable children. We believe proper OVC support is essential in ensuring that coordinated care and support services are available. So this includes technical assistance to the government in monitoring and evaluation, which will allow for proper tracking of beneficiaries and support provided to them. Finally, through our partners, we have commissioned several studies which are focused on defining the size of the key populations and their needs as well as their behavior. So the information gathered will complement the findings of previous studies that were done, mostly the Demographic Health Survey of 2011 and the Integrated Biobehavioral Survey. These studies are going to help us in planning, and we believe it will also assist the government of Cameroon to make informed decisions on an appropriate epidemic response. The U.S. government in general also engages with other donor agencies following the principles of the Paris Declaration on Aid Effectiveness. At the regional level, USAID is an active member of the Joint United Nations Regional Team on AIDS, or what we call the UTA, that coordinates HIV/AIDS activities in the West and Central Africa region. Our relationship with the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria is quite particular, as the U.S. government has a vested interest in ensuring the successful implementation of programs financed by this organization. So part of our support includes providing hands-on technical assistance to improve grant performance. Since 2008, USAID specifically has provided technical assistance to Cameroon's country coordinating mechanism and Global Fund principal recipients in the areas of organizational development, monitoring and evaluation, and procurement supply management. We believe this is certainly an area that the agency will continue to provide technical assistance to Cameroon in order to ensure successful implementation of the active grants. USAID has global and regional programs that benefit Cameroon. When I say global and regional, it means that they are not necessarily managed in Cameroon. They may be managed out of Washington or out of the West Africa Regional Office in Accra. We support the development of the early warning system for contraceptive security through a project called DELIVER. This support is aimed at strengthening the capacity of countries to quantify, forecast, and report on their needs for family planning commodities, and to use the data as a tool for management, but also for advocacy, for support with donors and partners. We also have a project called Envision, where USAID is working in 10 countries, including Cameroon, to support and expand control and elimination of neglected tropical diseases. USAID is also working with a coalition of partners to implement the Emerging Pandemic Threats Program, which is an international effort to preempt the emergence of future pandemic diseases. We focus in areas that we call hotspots, so in the Congo Basin of East and Central Africa, the Amazon region, the Mekong region, and other hotspots in South and Southeast Asia.
This podcast is produced by the United States Embassy Yaoundé Public Affairs Section. Links to other internet sites or opinions expressed should not be considered an endorsement of other content and views.